Well, you know, one time, long time, farmer's time, certainly no time, my time, times ago. There was a man and a woman got married dead one Sunday, called him Jack. Now Jack grew up to be a young fellow, and his father died and left Jack and board alone, except from his mother. But Jack was a wonderful hand to play cards. Well, everyone come, Jack played cards when we won and won and won. Jack was making good money playing cards. But there's no good of going playing one because they couldn't win, because Jack was super good a hand at the cards. He couldn't do no, so all hands got tired of it and wouldn't go no more. So he said to his mother one day, he said, I'm going to look for someone to play cards for me. Now Jack, she said, if I was you, she said, I'd forget cards. Because, she said, cards and dice was the advice of the difference, she said. So, and she said, if he gets too interested in, she said, the devil can have a share of them. Well, Jack said, if the devil have a share of them, he said, I didn't care, the devil come out, I have to get my cards with him now. So, Jack went on, looked for the fellow to play cards with him, and long ago, we met him. I was talking to him, and Jack told him where he was going. The guy said, what met? He said, I was going around looking for someone to have to get my cards, so we'd be holy. Jack called, he comes to Jack's house, the devil did, and boy, they had the school time, they gave him a card, but everything that he was owner, Jack wanted. When he was laying, he said, that's all right, but he said, I'll be back again. So the next night, the devil come, and Jack played guard for him, and it was the same thing. He said, I have to come back again. He said, I have to try to get back some of my money I lost. So that next night, you know, he come, but Jack didn't have much chance. Because he done everything he wanted to do, and poor Jack couldn't keep again him at all. He won everything. The last thing he played for was Jack's self. And he won Jack. Oh, that's all right. Jack was won. Now Jack, he said, I'm the devil. And he said, you have to come to Blackhead now, he said, and serve me for a day and a 12 months. Well, good, so said Jack. Well, the devil went on about his business. Jack packed up his belongings. He's going to Blackhead to serve the devil. So Jack traveled on, traveled on, traveled on. By and by, he come to go to Ohio. He rapped on the door and went. He opened the door. This one come out, hello, Jack. She said, where'd you come from? Mammy said, I come here, she said. I have an aunt somewhere, I already said, in the forest. My mother sent me, yes, she said, I'm your aunt. Come in. Oh, Jack went in. Now Jack, she said, I have to get you a cup of tea. Because, she said, I have to hide you. Because I have 3-4 sons. There's east, west, north, and south. And she said, south is the first fella comes. No, east is the first fella come. And she said, I have to get you something to eat, because she said, there's monster great mean, she said, and there's savage. But she said, when I get something to eat, she said, and I tells them about you, said that they'd be all right then. That's all good. Jack had something to eat, and she put him into a big chest. Put down the cover, and Jack wasn't very long in the chest when it creaked. The sloppy snow and everything began to heat on the house. Jesus, Jack was only just hunting and dying. Well, by and by, Jack heard him when he come, and he stamped off and shook the snow off himself, and he come in. When he come in, ho, ho, he said, I smell fresh meat. And he said, I smell human, said to his mother. No, she said, you're hungry, that's what you smell to the fresh meat. No, he said, I smell human besides fresh meat. No, she said, no, boy, she said, that's, you're hungry. So he sat down at the table, he had a hob of a half a bullock, and he ate that half, and he called for another half, and she said to him, all right now, she said, I'll get it. Mother, he said, I still smell human. He said, there's human blood somewhere here. Yes, she said, there is. But she said, you had to promise me you won't touch him. Oh, no, Mother, I said, I won't touch him. She said, he's very delicate and a very small fella. He's your cousin, she said. He's my mother's, his sister's child, she said. And, you heard, and he's on his way, she said, the blackhead. And he heard tell you, so she said, he come to see you. He said, let's see him. Now she said, the problem, oh, he said, so she raised the cover of this. He hooked down his finger and took Jack up. And on his hand, and set Jack on his hand, and went his, Jack the 15th to eat the bully, couldn't be sure Jack wouldn't eat the lead. Letting like him, Gary said, you're not very fat, my fella, he's poor fella, he said, you're pretty tiny. So Jack goes, talk to him, tell Jack, told him where he was going. Blackhead served the devil. Well, he said, I can't give you any. Here you go back, yeah. Because he said, I'd be east. But he said, the only fella flies out, I know, goes over Blackhead, he said, or true Blackhead, he said, is Nord. Nord, he said, might take you over Blackhead. If he knows anything about it, he said, no, the rest of it, I wouldn't say I do. So by and by, she strikes rain, sleet. And Jack said, got Jack said, four out now. He said, that's powder coming. Now, Mother, he said, you take Jack, he said, put him back in the box. So when Sal come in, better come in through the door, so he said, I smell fresh meat. I also smell human. Sal, he spoke up, nah, but he said, you don't smell like human. He said, I thought that too, he said, but I was hungry, I was. So he sat into the table door and took up a bullock, shooting very way ahead, you know. He took up a bullock and slapped it on his plate, and he ate the bullock. She said to him, he wanted more. But he said, you know what he said? I still smell human. And Oliver said, well, yes, he said, you do smell human. Our little cousin, he said, is on his way to Blackhead and here tell the bus, he said, he come to see us. We said, what did he do? We said, he's not very too. You had a promise you won't touch him. He said, he's very delicate, he said. If you catch him between your fingers, he said, you could kill him. We said, I won't catch him between your fingers, darn dead. He said, I'll take him on the family hand. So they opened up the chest, Chummy took him on the family. Chummy was in, took him out and handed the. He stretched him to Sal, and Sal took him on the family's hand and sat Jack down, and he was eating, he wanted Jack to have some, but Jack couldn't eat. So, boy and boy, she shopped from the western. Snow squalls. And he said, Sal said to his mother, we'll put Jack back in the box now, he said, because western's coming, he said. I think Wester's pretty hungry, he said, and he's rougher, he said, than we are. So, we put Jack back in the box, and West come, and he stepped off the snow, and a broody bun come in. So, he said, I smell fresh meat. No, he said, I smell human. And Stroud said, yes, he said, you smell, I smell that too, he said, because I was so hungry. I was over and slapped him on a bullock, and he ate that. When he had the bullock again, he said, I still smell human, he said. Oh, Stout told him then about Jack. He was come to see him on his way to Blackhead. And he said, you had a promise, he said, you won't hurt him. He said, well, he said, he's a delicious little fellow, if you see, you know. He said, he's only very small. But West wanted to know, could he talk? Oh, yes, he said, he can talk and tell you where he's going to and all that. Oh, I said, that's fine. Take him up. Show him what he's doing. So they read the cover out of the chest. He stuck him and he fastened the saddle on the family's hand. He fastened the west, stuck him on the family's hand. looked at him and talked about it and all that. And they told him just where Jack was going, and then he said, "No one knows about Blackie," he said, "because," he said, "he has the Passover." So he said, "You might get there with Noah," he said. "Noah might bring many pocket," he said. He said, "I couldn't say." But he said, "Now Noah is a very powerful person," he said. "We'll have to be careful of him." And the next thing, the sheets up from the north and started to freeze. He said, "Get that back in the box as quick as you can," because he said, "Noah is coming now." Noah coming, and Jack was almost frozen in the box when Noah brought in his breath. When he came in, the first thing he said, "Oh, oh," he said, "I smell human." "No," he said, "I smell fresh meat too." And he said, "But he's hungry," so he come in and sat down. He ate two bullocks before he got taste at all. He said to his mother, "Mother," he said, "I want another piece of bullocks." But he said, "I still smell human. There is human here," he said, "somewhere." So they told him then, who it was, Jackie Compton, to see his aunt and see the M.A.R. Taliver, and he was sick in his farts, and he was on his way to Blackhead to serve the devil. And we said, "You're Blackhead," he said. I go over there every day. I go over Blackhead, he said, "every day." And he said, "Can you take Jack with you?" South said, "Oh, yes," he said, "no doubt at all. Jack with me," he said. "So put him down," he said, "in my coat pocket, you'll be all right." So in the morning, they started off and just hooked Jack down in his coat pocket. Jack was all right then. He never had to go back in the box no more. That's what they spent their time at. They got too sleepy. Passing Jack from one to the other on their hands. So in the morning, they poked Jack down in the old pocket and away you go. Noah dropped him down the devil's yard. Jack wasn't very long to the devil's yard, and then coming home, he said, "Oh, no," he said, "Jack." "Hello, sir," said Jack. "Well, Jack," he said, "you're here according to promises." "Oh," Jack said, "yes." "Well, I make a bargain," he said, "I come." "Well," Jack, he said, "I was expecting to have to go for you." "No," Jack said, "didn't have to go for me. I was able to get her without you." "Well, come in," Jack, he said, "and have some breakfast." So Jack went in and got his breakfast. "Jack's ready, you're up by yourself." "Nobody here," he said, "only me." And Jack was telling him, "Now, Jack," he said, "you have to go to work." And Jack said, "What is that?" He said, "You have to go down now," he said, "there's a ship down there in the pond." And he said, "My wife's gold ring is in that ship." He said, "You're the bailer out, bring me the ring." "There's 99 heads on the spear," he said, "and you don't do that," he said, "you ought to read 100. "No, my God," Jack said, "I picked it a little bit." So Jack goes down, he gives Jack a basket, and when Jack goes down to go bail out, the old basket wouldn't hold no water. And our comb and shoes all dicked and all underwater, nothing up, only our cabin. Jack slapped out a few buckets, sure, God, instead of us, we were coming up to go down to it. Jack lay down on the cabin. Sun was shining hot, and Jack lay down on the cabin and had a good nap. Well, by and by, there was a lady come along and called him. When Jack woke, it was a beautiful lady. "Jack," she said, "do you know," she said, "there's 99 heads on the spear and yours will make the 100. "And there we go," said Jack. "If there's any airhead at all on," they said, "there's better heads than mine on." "If it's Jack," she said, "that's not the point." She said, "the devil sent you," she said, "to bail out that ship." And Jack, she said, "whatever you do, don't you ever say, did you ever see one of us? Did you ever see me?" Jack said, "he didn't tell me the same guy. I don't know him himself, Jack. He's a liar, he is." Jack said, "I'm going to tell him now you're a liar to him." "Oh, well," Jack, she said, "for the peril of your life, don't tell him." "Now, if he asked you, did you see anyone or anyone talking to you, tell him no, you didn't see nobody." She said, "and that's all it's true." And she said, "he's going to call you meet Daughter Anne. And Jack said, that's all right. But she said, I'm one of the king's daughters. She said, I'm a princess. And she said, I have two sisters too. The devil took her, she said, three of it. And she said, we're up to her. But she said, you're not deceased. No, all right. Now she said, you take that basket and turn the bottom out. Out toward you. And he, instead of bailing out, she said, you bail in. So Jack turned the bucket the other way, went to bail in, and Jack had even one basket full, there was 200 went out. By and by, the shoe had railed out dry. You know, to wait about, the gold ring was down the bottom, and Jack picked up the gold ring. In the evening, Jack walked up to the king, the old devil, handed him the gold ring. Jack, he said, you bail out that ship. Jack said, that's what you wanted done? He said, I don't know, you got the... Jack said, I couldn't get the gold ring, I was going down the barn until the ship would bail out. He said, but I can't see how you bail around. He said, we were talking to Daughter Anne. Jack said, what? Daughter Anne. Jack said, damn Daughter Anne, damn you and damn myself too. What do I know about Daughter Anne? You told me there's no bad air on yourself. That's all right, Jackie said. So Jack said, you must be telling me lies. Well, no, Jackie said, it was all right. Huh? That's all right. Jack went to bed and had eaten half asleep. And in the morning, he got up and ate his breakfast. Now, Jackie said, you have to go to work, he said. I have a job for you, Jack said, yeah. I have a drunk a black thorn nectar, he said. And I want to cut down. I want the pins in one place, stalks in another, and the limbs in another. Oh, Jack said, that's all right. He said, you'll get the axe during the yard. And Jack goes out, picks up the axe, he looks a wonderful axe. And Jack goes up and he sticks into one of the big old a big old black tarn tree, a big old oak. So when the first night came, Madame do Alex turned up in my face, so he led him. He said, that is something now. Go cut the drove a black oak wood. Jack broke off what boughs he could and lay them down under him. Made up his bed and lay down at his nap. Jack was asleep by Langford's lady. Jack, she said, get up. When Jack woke to the same one, Jack, she said, that in the name of heaven, she said, what, we're going to be the end of you. Nothing, said Jack. She said, there's 99 heads, she said, on the spear, Jack. She said, and yours are going to be the 100. Well, Jack said, there's only 2 heads on it. There might be one there better than mine. Well, Jack, she said, the only thing I know is now, she said, they have to try to get to do something. Jack said, yes, I come to cut down it. Sent me out to cut down this and pile it. He said, if I had got to go down, I might get the pile of it. She said, and then go down on the lid next. He said, and I stuck her in. He said, she turned up and looked at me. Try to pile over, Jack, she said, to see what to do. So she showed Jack, she said, go over that oak there, that biggest oak there, she said. Try her into that, she said, but don't use the blade, use the pole. Jack would fall off and let the pole have the skin of the trunk of the tree, which he thought that helped Jack should go visas. And when he turned around, there was never the one thing, only the pole, the bear all piled in the boughs and all the six right the way that ever want them. Now Jack spent the rest of the evening with the lady, and he said to her, now Jack, she said, for the peril of your life, don't you ever say, she said, that ever you see me. Jack said, he asked me if I see Daughter Anne. Yes, she said, that's what he called you. That's the fool, you she said. Well, Jack said, I said, Daughter Anne, I said, damn you and damn myself too. He said, I didn't know anything about Daughter Anne, so he said, I knew nothing about that. That's all right. And she said, that was all right. So, if you get all this done, she said, you might have it easy, you might have it life of Riley, she said, the rest of it. So, Jack lay and the lady spent an evening, Jack was right on when the day would come up to have to look at him when he come up, so she'd raise it. He said, you have your job done? Oh, yes, Jack, that's what you sent me to do, isn't it? Hey, Jack, I said, well, you were talking to daughter Ann. Jack said, damn you, daughter Ann, damn you, damn myself, too. What do I know about daughter Ann? He said, you don't know about it, only myself, too. Now they go around gobbling for daughter Ann, Jack. Where's daughter Ann? He said, I'd like to see her. Oh, Jack said, that's only a joke I had on you. Oh, Jack said, you tell me there's nobody there or yourself. He said, and then you're coming around looking for daughter Ann. He said, I don't know daughter Ann. He said, or nobody. He said, I see nobody.
Oh, hmm? Jack said.
So, Jack went down and had his supper, boy, and he had a beautiful night. No devil. But in the morning, Jack had his breakfast, and old devil said to him, now, Jack, he said, I have one more job for you to do. And Jack said, what is that? He said, there's a brass pole, he said, a flagpole over yonder. And he said, the flag line is busted. And he said, there's no one. Well, he said, there's had to be 99 try to reeve it. But he said, no one ever rode that flag line. He said, and if you can't do it, he said, you're going to make the 100. Very good, said Jack. And all he said, I'm able to get on the flagpole. He said, to the brass pole. He said, Jack, oh, Jack said, there's liberty. I thought I'd go to the brass pole. So, Jack goes over and looks at the brass pole and he tries to go up. Sure, you know, he gets so far up and he give out and come back stout on the ground again. Tried to show four times, but it's too hard on Jack, so he give up and lay down. It wasn't very long the lady come. Jack, she said, you never got to rig the flag line, no, he said. Our country rig got it, said, you can't get up the damn pole, no, she said, you can't get up that pole, there's a ladder. Well, Jack said, I can't get up the pole, there's a ladder, he said. I'm not going to get up there at all. Jack, she said, you have to kill me to get up that pole. Well, Jack said, I haven't got to kill you, I'm not going to do it. Well, for me to die, he said, that's all right, Jack, she said. I won't die. You had to kill me, she said, and take me apart, bit, 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 and keep in mind, she said, of every bit for it place. And she said, make a ladder out of me, bone, she said, and go up, read the flag line. And she said, here's a bottle of stuff I give you, she said. When you comes down, she said, rub this over me, over the bone, she said, when you put them together, rub it over. Can't you put the bone together, she said, rub the stuff. And when all's over, she said, I'll be just the same as ever. Very good, said Jack. She said, I won't be dead. She said, I'll come to you again. Very good, said Jack. Oh. Jack, down the house with the lady, took her apart, took out every bone, one by one, and a little toad, the smallest bone that he poked at in his pocket. Or a little toe. The last joint of a little toe he put in his pocket. Because he had a ladder made and he had no use for it. Jack went up the ladder and rode the flag line. And come down. And started in putting her together. And Jack was in a hurry getting her together because he was getting late. Took him knife. A took him a nice voice, can tell you that, if you want to go. It took him a nice bit of time for to get the lady together, but when he had her together, she said, you know, Jack, had her done up. And when she stood her up, when she come up, he forgot the last joint of a little toe in his pocket. And when she come to old Jack, she said, you forgot my little toe. Well, Jack said, I'll take you apart again. He said, no, Jack said, I haven't got time for that, because the next thing to do will different will be here. She said, well, I have no time. Here, she said, keep So she took the little son away to go with her. And Jack and old devil, come, Jack had the flag lying robe. He went to the old devil. Now, I said, the line is over, you have the flag up. Oh, that's all right, he said, we'll get the flag some other time. Jack, he said, were you talking to Daughter Anne? Damn Daughter Anne, he said, damn you and damn yourself too. He said, you're a damn liar. You told me, he said, nobody owes you something. You're still always talking to Daughter Anne. You're Daughter Anne, he said, where the devil did we all do? He said, I didn't see nobody. Oh, that's all right, Jack, he said. Oh. Jack hadn't got very much to do from that out. He was worked away, but devil come one day, he said to him, Jack, he said, today is Sudman. And tomorrow's the day, he said, I had to pay your wages. He said, you done everything I wanted you to do. You served me faithful. Now, he said, I'm going to give you a lady for yourself. Jack said, you are? Jack said, you must have you must picked up them. He said, you still don't know. That's all right, Jack, he said. There's ladies here, he said. And he said, you can choose your bride, whichever way you like. But he said, you'll be blindfold and you won't see him. He said, you can choose whichever you like for your bride. And he said, you can have your own choice, he said. The hand, the face, he said, or anywhere, he said, you liked it. He said, oh, well, Jack said, I'd sooner go at your feet than I would at your hands or face. Jack said, the kind of man I am, and I begin to tell him what's up. Well, all right, he said, that's a very good idea, too. Now, Jack had to live right with it. He didn't know that the lady had one of her toes gone, joined off one of her toes. Well, this is where the old king puts the ladies in the room, or the old devil. Blindfold Jack, and Jack defoked her feet out and under the door, and Jack felt her feet over and over and over. But Jack come to her, he knew the little toe had gone, but Jack went back over him again. And he had an awful job going back and forth and left and off. The devil said, you have to choose one of them. No, Jack said, this one here will do me. And that's all right, he said. So, she was stuck out. Think of it, Jack, oh dear, she was sweet. Jack, after seeing her before, he said, now he said, I'm going to marry you. And all right. Jack and the lady got married. And she said, and now he said, go to bed, they were going to go to bed, so they went upstairs. The kind of a stairs they had was a side stairs, used to go up along with the side of the house. We would like to have one up there near the house, when we had up to the harbour. And you used to go up that way, see? We got up the stairs, and when he went up the stairs, and went into the room, right on the head of the stairs. Pretty well in the same place, and up there. And the room was on the head of the stairs, so they went into the room. She shut the door. And Jack, now Jack, she said, there's the bed. Jack said, yes. And Jack was about to get in bed. She said, don't get into that. Just all after the counter thing, she said, and just look. And Jack took off the clothes out of the bed and hauled off the counter thing, and when he did, there was all kinds of bayonets, needles, and everything stuck up in it. If they got in it, that's what they'd say. It's all right now, Jack. So they got fixed up a place in the corner of the room, they stayed there. But the devil didn't bother much of them. When they knew we were asleep, she said to Jack, now, Jack, she said, you go down to the stable. The worst horse is there, she said. Take him. I'm going in, she said, in the pantry, and the worst doors there, take it. The very worst, she said. Oh, Jack done what you told him. He went down. The when Jack went down, there was an old horse there, and he'd stand up and fall down and fall up inside the table. There's another fellow there for the tag, right? And Jesus, Jack said, nobody taking that thing, I'll take the other one. So Jack took the other one, and on his way back him, the old sword was so rusty, he picked out one of them, the second bus from the dairy shop. And when he come, the lady was ready, and said, oh, she said, oh, Jack, she said, you made a mistake. Why didn't you take the worst one? Because Jack said, I couldn't take the worst one, I brought my back out. She said, easy come. And she said, you took the second best sword. He said, that's all right, she said, we'll do it. So, Jack and the lady started off, and when the old devil gets up in the morning to go up, Jack and the lady, his heart was killed. Jack and the lady is gone, he goes out to the stable, and when he goes out to the stable, his second best horse was gone. So he went back to the Grand Advisor then, told her what happened. Well, she said, go to the Western. That's where we're gone, to the Western. So the old devil takes off to the Western as hard as ever he could go. And around 8 o'clock, look behind and see the smoke in the valley. And Jack said, the devil is coming. Jack said, yes, over here. She said, he's going to catch us. And she said, you take a hair on my head, your own head, and the horse's mane. And she said, put him in the farm for cross. He done so. And Jack was sat there in Cobblin, St. Peter, Cobblin, and his wife, she was there making wax projectors for St. Peter to throw in the boot. Jimmy got up to him and said, hello, Peter. Hello, Peter said. Peter said, is there anyone past there this morning? No, he said, I was here at the break of day. He said, there's no one past there at that time. No, he said, I know she made a mistake. I know, he said, he went to the Astrid. Back he goes. As hard as he could to the Astrid, and he went to the Astrid. But he didn't see nothing. He rounded her up again, went back to the Grand Advisor and told her. She said, I told you, she said, to go to the Western. He said, no, he said, he didn't go Western. She said, yes, so gone to the Western. But he never spoke to Peter. And he dug off again into the Western, but around dinner time, they see him coming again, out in the valley. Jack, she said, look behind, she said, the devil is coming again. And she said, he can't see, she said. Pluck a hair of your own head and my head, she said. And the horse was mine. And she said, he won't see us. So Jack done it. And quickly Jack plucked a hair out of her head and he turned into St. Joseph. Sat down the door in the lily. And when did everyone come up to him? Joseph, he said. He said, what's that? He said, did you see anyone passing here? No, he said, there's no one passed here. I was here, he said, since midnight. He said, there's no one passed this way. I told that damn fool, he said, that they were gone to the Easter. Rounded her up and takes off back to the Easter. He went and went and went and went and went to the Eastern and went to the Eastern, and by the way, he couldn't see no sign, so his boat ship went back to the Grand Advisor. He said, he never got Jack and the lady. No, she said, they're gone to the Western. No, he said, there was nothing to the Western. He met Peter Cobbler, he said, and his wife, Mick Maxwell. He said, he met Joseph adoring the lily. She said, that was them. She said, they fooled you. She said, go back, she said, and destroy whatever you see. And by the God, he's in his heart. And when they, around 4 o'clock, when they gobs, he looks behind, boy, and the valley was full of smoke. He's coming now. And Jack said, he's coming this time. There. Oh, yes, she said, but he's had a look this time. She said, we're clear. We're clear, she said. Then she said, you were getting up, they were getting pretty handy. She said, you eat like a traitor pretty near us. You fuck a hair of your own head, my head, she said, in the horse and mane. And drop it over the horse's tail, she said, in the farm across. Make go now, she said. Did the drops in the farm across. Oh. Jack down the brush at all and held it. Boy and boy, all day, he said, this is the time I got you. He said, I'll have you for this. I'll have you this time. And Jack said, no, not yet. I served you, he said, a day and a 12 month, but yes. He said, I'm not going to serve any longer. And with that, Jack dropped the cross over the horse's back. Way river sprung between Jack and the devil, and the devil went out the river on the horse's back. Well, out through, clear Jack all together. Jack and the lady come home, Jack got mad. And when the end of the record, what happened to the other two got clear and took off, and they all come home together. So Jack got married to the lady, and Jack with the king, and the lady with the queen. There were so four generations afterwards. They had children with a dozen, they sold them in a basket, and the sailors bought them and sail pies on them. The last time I seen them, they sat down to a tin table late, and tin table bended. My story's ended. Tin table will be stronger, my story will be longer. They had coffee for tea when I come away. You didn't know if you hope we may.